You're listening to GPB Savannah. I'm Emily Jones, and joining me for a look ahead at the weekend is Mia Mance of G100. Hey, Mia.
Hi, Emily.
Also with us is Bill Doors, the editor of the music blog Kissing Lawns. Hi, Bill.
Hey, Emily.
And this weekend kicks off, Mia, with an event at our local distillery.
Nothing screams more Savannah than a little drinking and dancing, all to benefit Savannah's CASA organization. Ghost Coast Distillery hosting their Almost There Party, a fundraiser Thursday night. It's a $10 suggested donation to the Savannah Dancing with the Stars star of your choice, plus light bites and a cash bar.
Excellent. And then also kicking off on Thursday, but going through the whole weekend, we got a little film festival.
I love this. So the 48-hour film festival happens every single year in Savannah, made up of tons of Savannah actors and directors and writers. And you can actually start taking in those films Thursday night through Sunday at the Royal Cinemas IMAX in Pooler.
And then also all weekend long, Tybee is celebrating equality.
Yeah, the Tybee Equality Fest begins Thursday, continues through Sunday. A huge number of events through the weekend. That Thursday night kickoff starts at appropriately at Fanny's on the Beach with the ever-popular Christy Allen Band. And then just continues through the weekend, right, Mia?
Yep, including their first ever Equality by the Sea Equality Fest Parade.
Woo!
They're going to have a fashion show featuring the styles of Dr. Bertice Berry. Everybody loves her in town. And, of course, drag shows and parties and lots of family-friendly events as well.
So just a fun weekend on Tybee all around. It's also sounds like a fun Friday night, Bill, on Isle of Hope.
Yeah, what a beautiful setting out there at Isle of Hope. If for those who haven't been, those who've been there know that. It's the fourth Friday Pavilion series, and this Friday features the really, really great local country act, Savannah-based, but they travel all over, Lynn Avenue. Should be a really nice night out there on the water.
And then, Bill, there's even more some country, some folk, some blues music on Saturday.
On Saturday, Garden City will be hosting the Southern Roots Fest. It goes from 2 to 10 p.m. It's headlined by Tracy Bird, a great musician, and supported by a variety of other acts, including a number of really excellent local bands. Again, a really family-friendly event in a venue, in a spot that we don't talk about much, or I don't anyway.
The Derby Devils are also having a fun time this weekend, Mia.
So their Drink and Die event, not die, but as in tie-dye.
I was going to say, Drink and Die sounds a little bit menacing.
So you can join them at Southbound Brewery Saturday from 2 until 8, do a little tie-dyeing. It's going to help raise money for the Derby Devils. They're also going to do some raffle baskets, lots of beer, and some Derby Devil merchandise and tickets on sale as well to support our roller derby team.
Then on Sunday, Mia, there's a chance to help keep Savannah nice and clean and pretty.
I love this initiative about keeping our community clean. And the Savannah Trash Warriors are always down to help clean up your neighborhood. And including this Sunday from 9 a.m. until 11 a.m., everyone's invited to help clean up the Avondale neighborhood in Savannah.
And finally, Bill, this is a pretty jam-packed weekend. On Sunday, there is some fun for the whole family.
Yeah, Fort Pulaski will have no admission on Sunday. This is one of several dates through the year that the National Park Service is giving free admission to sites around the country. And this particular free Sunday is in commemoration of the National Park Service anniversary.
Always a good time checking out Fort Pulaski. Lots to learn out there.
And for those who haven't been there in a while, so much to do. I mean, great trails and interesting history and interesting places to walk around it and through it and it's a really fascinating sort of historical and architectural site, I think.
Well, Bill Doors, who is a columnist for the Savannah Morning News, thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
And Mia Mance of G100, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Happy weekend.